This FabFM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
We have Father Michael Cusack on the line from Luxembourg and previously from Ireland. Good morning to you, Father Michael.
Good morning, and good morning to all of your listeners there.
Well, you were a friend of Brenda, and I discovered her when I played an interview from Waylon Jennings that he did in 1991, and he was asked the question, what do you think was the best country song ever written? And he nominated Dreaming My Dreams of You, which is a beautiful, beautiful song. Now, having a listen to different versions of it, I finally came to the conclusion that it was best sung by a woman. I don't know why, but a woman's voice suits the song, I think, a lot better. And then I started searching for versions. Even our, we have a lady in Australia called Colleen Hewitt. She even recorded a version of it. Patti Loveless. So many country stars have recorded the song. But then I came upon Brenda Mulgrew from Ireland. And for some reason that just touched me. As soon as I listened to it, I had goosebumps. And I started researching Brenda to find out who she was. And then I found out that you were a friend of hers. So I thought, well, you'd be the person to tell us what this lady was like. My impressions from just reading articles is she was a beautiful, beautiful person.
She really was, yeah. I've been friendly with Brenda and with all of her family, really. Her mother and father and her sisters and brothers. For many years, really through a connection from the priesthood. She had a cousin who entered the seminary the same day as I did. And through that, we always heard about Brenda and Brenda's gifts. Her family were in the music business. They had a nightclub and did a lot of promotion of musicians and singers. But Brenda had this incredible talent as a singer. She was just, I'm not surprised when I hear you say that the version of a song would give you goosebumps, because there were many songs that Brenda could sing that really would give anyone goosebumps. She had an incredible talent, largely untapped, I think, in many ways. She'd remind me very often of people, you know, who are only appreciated after they're gone. But Brenda's voice was her own voice, and it wasn't any way orchestrated or manipulated, you know, the way you hear of singers who it's the studio makes the difference. Brenda could sit right now and she could produce the most incredible version of many songs. The one that I loved most, actually, from Brenda was the church piece, How Great Thou Art. I never heard anyone sing it with the pathos or with the heart and with the energy and the soul that Brenda could give us.
Yes, we'll certainly have to play that song. You just said the words there, untapped talent and wonderful quality in her voice. Why do you think Brenda didn't head to Nashville? Because she just seemed a natural to succeed there.
Well, yeah, she would have been. She would have been in many ways, but she's from a family who are all homebirds. And they really didn't travel far from home. They were a very united family, still are. I mean, her mother and father have predeceased her, and her brother predeceased her, a young man as well, who ran the nightclubs there in Cookstown. But the family were hugely bonded and loyal and never wandered far from home at all. But I think at one stage she did go for one of these talent competitions in England, you know, like it's a bit like The Voice or one of these things. It was even before The Voice, but she was happiest at home in their own. They have a pub on the main street in in Cookstown called the Cartwheel, and it's still there. And Brenda was never happier than just being there singing a tune or two in the family pub or with their own family back at home. They were great family people and great people to have a family gathering, and hugely warm and welcoming. And I think that's where, you know, she would remind me, you know, of somebody like Ava Cassidy and Songbird, you know, who is really appreciated after they're gone. Brenda wrote a beautiful song as well called The Brightest Star. And if you can find that one, it's a really lovely song she wrote and dedicated to an aunt of hers who had died. It was played at Brenda's funeral and actually sung by her niece, which was, of course, her death was so untimely. But yeah, there are no answers. We never know the journey in life, you know, that people go on. But Brenda was one good girl, you know.
Yes, I read articles where they say that when she used to walk down the street, if she'd meet somebody, that person would leave her company much better than when she arrived. In other words, she always talked about positive things, and she always made people feel good about themselves.
Yeah, she had a wonderfully positive attitude. She was full of life, you know, and she lived life to the full in very many ways. She loved all the natural things of the world, the sea and the mountains and the fresh air, and just meeting people would have been her great joy. I'm not too sure. I mean, how very often these people who are great and bubbly at meeting others, you know, they mightn't have sufficient self-confidence themselves, you know, or believe in themselves enough. And maybe that's why she didn't go to Nashville, you know. But I think she knew she was a good singer. Did she know she was a great singer? I'm not too sure. She was always asking me, you know, did I have any other music that I could give to her, new songs or new versions of songs? And she could really, really give them Dixie, you know, when it came to it. Hugely, hugely popular person.
Now, she died at the age of 54, which is far too young to leave the earth. What was it? Was it cancer? I mean, why did she die so young?
It was a sudden death, and it was very, very, took everybody by surprise, really, you know.
Now, I understand.
All we could do is pray for her and be with her, you know, and be with her family. Yes. who loved her very, very dearly, you know. It was just a sudden death.
A personal thing. We're talking with Father Michael Cusack, good friend of Brenda Mulgrew. You've just heard her sing, and I've got another song coming up from Brenda as well. As we leave this interview, Michael, you spoke at her service. What did you tell the congregation?
Yeah, I think in very many ways I tried to phrase things up just as I've done with you there now. You know, talking of how full of life Brenda was, and about the incredible gift, the untapped gift that God blessed her with. She was a very generous girl and a very generous soul. And I think, like you've said there, she would have brightened up anyone's day. I mean, sure, she had her own struggles in life, and we all do. But the gift that she had was quite the incredible gift. I told them about how impacted I was by hearing her sing that hymn, "How Great Thou Art," at her own mother and father's funeral. And then it was followed on by asking the congregation to sing it with me. I'm a singer myself as well. You know, not in any professional way, but I like to sing. And we got them all to sing it as a tribute to her, and it was a very, very moving moment. And her own niece then sang "The Brightest Star," which was written by Brenda as a dedication during the Mass. She'd be very well known. There's quite a few people, you know, in Australia from Cookstown. So they would know Brenda, and as we say back here, the crack that she could bring into any sort of family situation or gathering. She was always full of fun and full of joy, and she's one of these people that I continually look back on and think, my God, the world is a poorer place with her gone, but was a richer place with her here. And the sentiments that she had in this song that she wrote about the brightest star was that, you know, when we look out at night, and I'm sure the night sky in Australia is fantastic. I've never been there. But when you look at the brightest star, you imagine that that's your loved one and the one who's gone before you. And definitely, I mean, heaven is a brighter place with Brenda present, and the world is a poorer place with her loss. But I'm glad, actually, to hear somebody like yourself discovering her and hearing her music, and maybe getting your listeners to appreciate the quality. And when I say now that she could raise the roof without a microphone, I mean, it was a 100% natural, God-given gift that she had. And every movement within the song and every bit of interpretation that she brought to us was a God-given gift, and powerful, and would make the hair stand on the neck of even the untrained ear.
Can I tell you that I think every priest in the world should have an Irish accent?
Yeah, I can't hide it.
But for some reason, when you talk as a priest with an Irish accent, it just makes me feel comfortable. I don't know what it is, but it's just the accent goes so well with a man of religion, a man of the cloth.
Good man. Well, thank you very much. Thank
okay.
You. It's lovely to talk to you. I love the Australian accent myself, but someday I'll get there.
Okay, that'll be fantastic. Thank you for your time, and God bless.
God bless all. Bye-bye.
Father Michael Cusack there, and what a pleasure to talk with him, and he spoke from the heart as well. But such an honour to present the music of this wonderful lady who's now not with us. And I also want to just point out, the father told me off air that Brenda did not take her own life, but the reasons for her death remain personal within the family, and we respect that. But we just want to make that clear. He was saying that she did not take her own life, just to be clear on that. Now, he mentioned this beautiful, brightest star, and here's a little bit for you. We can't play it all here on this podcast, but I do want to play a little bit of it. What a wonderful lady, and we'll be presenting more of her songs over the coming weeks and months here on Fab FM.
So now I give you back to God above. I hope He'll take good care of you. But never
just part of that beautiful song. And I should mention too that there's a wonderful album on iTunes if you're interested in Brenda's music. Brenda Mulgrew, just put her name into iTunes, and there's a terrific album with so many songs, including The Brightest Star, and just magnificent material from this wonderful woman. As I said, we'll be playing more of her music over the coming weeks and months, and introducing you to some of those other songs that are actually contained on that album you can get on iTunes. But we'll put the information on there. I know that her sisters are listening in, her family members are listening into this podcast. Can I thank you for allowing us and the honour of exploring a little bit about your wonderful Brenda and her music? Thank you so much for that. God bless.